ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरो नमः. हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः. द्वैत विवेक प्रकरणम् ऑफ पंचदशी. We have done 24 verses, but still I want to read from 22nd verse. We saw in the very beginning, Vidyaranya Swami just clearly presented what is Ishwara Srishti. How just all the elements, elementals, living beings, non-living things, mobile beings, the actions, the results, the laws which results, govern the results of actions, the experiences, everything, the whole Jagat as it is Ishwara's creation. What is Ishwara's creation? When you say there is no Ishwara other than the truth, and the truth is in the form of knowledge, so Ishwara is knowledge. And Ishwara is the truth, and the truth is knowledge, therefore Ishwara is knowledge. And the whole, everything here is Ishwara's creation, means Ishwara's manifestation. Ishwara's manifestation means appearance of the truth. It is manifestation of knowledge. Only reality alone is appearing in the form of the universe. And here, because the Lord is only a status given to the reality, we say the whole universe is the Lord, the whole universe is the creation of the Lord. Creation of the Lord means manifestation of the Lord. Manifestation of the Lord means manifestation of knowledge, which is Ishwara Srishtihi. So what whatever here enjoys existence, Ishwara Srishtihi. This is the vision Vidyaranya Swami gave us in the previous verses. Then he started discussing about Jiva Srishtihi. And how he just started explaining from 20th verse onwards. And let us see the 21st verse. Hrishyat ो मणिम् लब्ध्वा क्रुध्यन्त्यन्यो ह्यलाभतः पश्यत्येव विरक्तोऽत्र न हृष्यति न कुप्यति. सो हियर् ही मेक्स् इट् वेरि क्लियर्. देर् इस् अ जेम्, प्रेशियस् जेम्, अण्ड् द जेम् इस् जस्ट् ईश्वरास् क्रियेशन्. एनिथिङ्ग् विच् एञ्जाय्स् एक्सिस्टेन्स् इस् Ishwara's creation, Bhagavan's Srishti. So gem is generally Ishwara's Srishti, whether it's an ordinary stone or a valuable stone, just any, even the gem, the so-called gem, is precious gem, is Ishwara's creation. So there's no difference on the part of the object called gem. But the difference is for how that is Ishwara's creation. But when we see it, for one person, it is very highly valuable gem. And for another person, it is not valuable. For other person, it is neither valuable nor is it valueless. Which means three different people, this example is given here, can see three different ways. One person adds value to that gem. There is addition of value. One person reduces the value. Reduction of value. One person neither adds the value nor does it reduce the value. So one person gets pleased by sight of it. One person becomes more pleased by getting it. One person becomes much more happier by owning it, by wearing it, enjoying it. other person, one person hates it. One person neither gets angry nor does he get pleased. Like this, same only one, the object called gem, precious gem, can be perceived in different ways. So that one gem becomes many gems. It doesn't become many. In keeping with the number of perceptions, in keeping with the people who perceive, keeping with the mental condition of the person, the one thing is perceived differently. With an added value or reduced value or neutrally, it is perceived. This is what is Vidyanaya Swami said in the 21st verse, which means this added value or reduced value is all Jiva Srishtihi. Anyway, in creation there is Dvaitam. Creation itself is Mithya. Dvaitam is also Mithya. When you say Mithya, it is not absolutely unreal at all. It is empirically, relatively, objectively real. That is duality. Even though duality is absolutely real, there is duality which is relatively real, which is Ishvara Srishti. Because we are here as every individual, I am here as an experiencer of the world, and there is a world of objects which is experienced by me. There is duality. When you reduce the entire world of plurality into a world of the objective universe, the world object of my knowledge, we may deduce the plurality into one as object of knowledge. Then we say I am the knower, there's a world which is known. I am the experiencer, there's a world which is object of my experience. This duality is naturally there, which is Ishvara Srishtam Dvaitam. At the same time, but when every individual, when we perceive any given object and our added value, addition of value, or reduction of value, and our reaction, how I see it, then make that object different. Look different from what it is. It's called Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam. He said that. Yes, we just started talking about what is Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam. Then immediately we saw the 22nd verse. Okay, the 22nd verse also, he makes it very clear. Priyo priya upekshaschetyakara manigana strayaha srishta jivairi sa srishtam rupam sadharanam trishu. So that priyaha apriyaha upekshaha cha bhavati iti manigaha trayaha akaraha jivaihi srishtaha. Isha Srishtam Rupam Trishu Sadharanam. So the gem, precious gem, Vidyanaya Swami gives an example, which is one and the same precious gem, is what Ishvara Srishtam. But the same Ishvara Srishtam, the Lord created gem, becomes what is of three forms. Trayaha Akaraha. Three different forms of that one gem is created by Jiva. Jiva Srishtam Trayaha Manigaha Akaraha. The threefold perceptions of that one and the only gem, which are created by Jiva, which is Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam. Jivaihi Srishtaha Trayaha Manigaha Akaraha. And how is it now? For one person, it is priyaha. Priyaha means it is desirable, enjoyable. It is a source of, an object of pleasure. For another person, it is apriyaha. Because why it's apriyaha? Because it aggravates the smallness. I can't buy it. I don't have enough money to buy it. It triggers my smallness, incapacity. Sometimes it is undesirable. it becomes somehow it is mistaken to be responsible for one's sorrow. It's apriyaha. For one person it is desirable. One person it is a joy. Another person it is a pain. Apriyaha. And the other person, nothing. It doesn't trigger any joy, pain, nor does it make him happy. Therefore it is upekshaha. It is neutral. Like the threefold akaraha, threefold appearances, threefold perceptions of three different people. Therefore, the same object becomes threefold. This is what now, as a priyam, priyaha manihi, apriyaha manihi, upekshaha manihi, one mani gets three adjectives, or three as three becomes as looked upon as three different gems, but with three different people, which is called Jiva Srishtam. Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam. This much was said in 20th and 21st and 22nd verses. Now 23rd verse, and here Vidyayana Swami himself gives the example how only one woman is the same, the physical form, who is elemental physical form, which is perceived externally, that person is what? One the same person. But the one person is seen differently by different people. For one person, the woman is a wife, another person, the woman is a daughter, another person, the woman is a daughter-in-law, another person, the woman is a sister, like that differently the woman is seen. Like that, one person alone is seen differently means that is, see, woman is not a sister, but the sister is a woman. Woman is not a daughter, but the daughter is a woman. Woman is not a daughter-in-law, but daughter-in-law is a woman. Woman is not a mother, but the mother is a woman. Like that, one person, the physical body, the person who is externally perceived as a woman, the elemental physical being, and then is the same. It is Ishvara Srishti, Srishtam. But how different people see differently, then she becomes many. One person becomes many other roles from the standpoint of different people. Similarly here, one person is given different qualifications. The different qualifications attributed to the one object, one person, the standpoint of different people are all what now? Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam. Example is given. But it's okay, when you simply look at it with the qualifications, okay. But when it becomes desirable, undesirable, pleasant, unpleasant, it aggravates the anger, it triggers your joy, means that it's all Jiva Srishtam. An object need not, cannot, should not cause any mental disturbance. Then that object is Jiva Srishtam, Ishvara Srishtam. I'll give an example. When you're traveling in the countryside, when you're driving in the countryside, you see this beautiful meadows and huge amount of lawns like plays, the beautiful green pastures everywhere. You see a mountain, you see trees, you see some sheep grazing or the cows grazing. And then then you just see them. You see the mountain as a mountain. You see the river as a river. You see the green pastures as green pastures. You see this cows grazing. You just see the cows grazing as cows grazing. Then you just see it as it is. What you see, it's all Ishvara Srishtam. When there's no disturbance on your part, there's no pleasure, there's no pain, there's no anger, there's no nothing. You just, without any reaction, you just see it as it is. It is Ishvara Srishtam. Like that, when you see people also, people or friends or relatives or any objects you enjoy here, the living beings or non-living things, if nothing triggers, There's no emotion is triggered. It's all Ishvara Srishtam only. So here, in the 24th verse, I just started last class. When Vidyayana Swami said, the Jiva Srishtam, Jiva Srishtihi, the creation of Jiva, is not something new. The adding value or reducing the value, adding value to any object perceived is Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam. Reducing a value to anything seen is Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam. Mistaking the object as a source of pleasure, Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam. Mistaking the object response source of pain, response for one's pain, is also what? Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam. Seeing the object as it is what? Ishvara Srishtam. And if I think that is this object which causes pain for me, this object is, this person is responsible for my pain, my sorrow, if I think that is Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam. If I think this object, this person makes me happy, the possession of the object will make me happy. If I think, mistake the object as a source of pleasure, I add value to that object. Then it is Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam. If I think this object causes pain for me, I reduce the value of the object. Then it is Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam. So addition or reduction of a value to an object, mistaking the object as a source of pleasure or object being responsible for one's pain, it is all Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam. This is what Dhyana Swami explained. Gradually he started explaining. In between the Purva Pakshis like us, our students who cannot wait until the class gets over, they want to talk in between. Because here also, here, this Purva Pakshi comes in between. See what he says. Nanu. Let us see the 24th verse. This is our today's class lesson. Nanu jnanani vidhyantam. First of all, you have to understand the Purva Pakshi's objection. Okay, what he says. Nanu jnanani vidhyantam. Akarastuna vidhyate. Yoshidva pushyati shayo. Nadrishto jiva nirmitaha. Nanu jnanani vidyantam akarastuna vidyate yoshidva pushyati shayo nadrishto jiva nirmitaha. So here, in the 23rd verse, Vidyarana Swami gave this example. Just gross example he gives first. What the gross example he gives? Yoshit means a woman. One woman, the physical appearance. Swarupataha na vidyate. A woman is only one woman only. There's no difference. But the same woman, pratyogitaya. Pratyogi means from the standpoint of the different perceivers. From the standpoint of a standpoint, pratyogi dhya, dhi means mind. Pratyogi means the perceiver here. Pratyogi dhya, because of the way of looking at of different people. Pratyogi dhya, dhihi means mind. Pratyogi dhya, from the way, because of the way people, different people look at that one and the one person, in keeping with the relation, from the standpoint of the perceiver, the mind of the perceiver, who relates to that person differently. The same woman is what now she becomes a bharya, wife. For another person, she's a daughter-in-law, Snusha. For another person, she's a sister-in-law, Nananda. For another person, she is brother-in-law's wife, Yata. For another person, the same woman is a Mata, mother. Iti, Anekadha. You know, Anekadha. Only one person is seen differently by different people from the standpoint of the way they relate to the person, how they think in their mind, what she is to me. So, there's no difference in the part of the person. The same woman of same height and same weight and same complexion, the same name and the same features, same appearance, is seen differently from the standpoint of the person who sees her, the different relationship in her mind. She is my mother. Where is this jnanam? In the mind. She is my sister. Where is the mind? It's all in your mind. She is my sister-in-law. She is my brother-in-law's wife. She is my daughter-in-law. It's all self-cognition. It's jnanam. There's a daughter relationship. It's all mind. Okay, so he gives example. Similarly, in the same way, how a person sees a living being, a human being, or his behavior, or an object in one's life, the object is the same, but how you see it is different. Therefore, same object becomes what? As though many. This example he gives. Now, therefore, which the Purapakshi presents his objection is this: Nanu jnanani vidyantam akarastu na vidyate yoshid vapushi atishayaha na drishtaha jiva nirmitaha. So he says, yes. Akarastu na vidyate jnanani na vidyantam. Jnanani tu vidyantam. Akarastu na vidyate. Yes. It's all the perceptions alone are different. The person is the same. Person is the same person. Perceptions of the person is different. I perceive it differently, you perceive it differently, another person perceives the same object differently. Like how many other people perceive it? Every perceiver of the same object can perceive it differently. The difference may be in perceptions, but object is the same. Similarly, object doesn't differ. Therefore, Yoshid Vapushti Atishayaha jiva nirmitaha na drishtaha. So, there's no such a thing called jiva srishti. Difference is only in perception of the individual. How a individual perceives. Object doesn't change. Object is the same. Object does not become many. Why do you say trayaha akaraha manigaha? The threefold appearances of the only form. One money becomes threefold money because three perception. Why do you say that? The Purapakshi says, no, object is the same. Object is one. Just the perception, the differences are only in perception. So one object, just because different people are perceived, it does not become many. Does not become different. That's his simple objection he raises. He sounds very intellectual. He sounds right. But we'll see that. He says, Jnanani vidyantam. Yes, perceptions are different. The cognitions, cognition-based perceptions are different. Akarastuna vidyate. The person is, the object is the same, that different doesn't undergo change. This woman Yoshit, who is perceived by different people differently, as mother-in-law, as mother, as sister-in-law, etc., is all in, the difference is only on the part of the, in the perceptions. Yoshit vapushya atishayaha na drishtaha na jivanirmitaha. So, there's no difference is seen. Only perception on difference. The woman doesn't become different. Is what the Purupakshi says. But what he, Vidyanand Swami wants to say, the object is the same. Of course perceptions are different. That is not a problem. But the perceiving the object differently is okay, not a thing. But when does that gives rise to one's experience of pains and pleasure in samsara, then we call it jiva srishtam dvaitam. Okay, we'll see that now. Maivam mam samai yoshit. Maivam mam samai yoshit. Kachi danya mano mai. Mamsamaya abhedepi. Mamsamaya abhedepi. Vidyate hi mano mai. Maivam mamsamai yoshit. Kachi danya mano mai. Mamsamaya abhedepi vidyate hi manomayi. Then he says, maivam, ma evam, not in this way, simply seeing an object differently, itself is not a problem. He's going to say differently. Ma evam. It is not that the external object is the same. No change happens on the part of the external object. Just because different people see differently, there's no change happens on the part of the perceived object. This is the Purapakshi's argument. What does he say? No change or whatsoever happens on the part of the perceived object just because there's difference in the way the different perceivers perceive it. That is his argument. And what Vidyanand Swami says, oh my God, I'm not selling that. The no change happens on the part of the object which is perceived differently. Okay, no change happens on the part of the object which is perceived differently. But because of the difference in perceptions, that object is viewed differently. One is viewed as a source of pleasure. One by one person, the same object can be seen as a source of pleasure, source of joy. By another person, it can be seen as an object of hatred. By another person, it can be seen neutrally. It's neither, it is of no use for me. It doesn't give me any joy, nor does it make me unhappy. For me, one can be indifferent towards an object. One, the object is the same, but there's difference in perception. But because of the difference in perception, what happens is jiva srishtam dvaitam. Is it clear now? We'll see that meaning now. He says, ma evam. First of all, he is ma evam. Not in this way. He says, mamsamayi yoshit kachit. Mamsamayi yoshit. Mamsamayi yoshit means what? The woman. Yoshit means woman. The woman who is perceived externally, outside, is what he is a mamsamayi. Nothing but a woman, five elemental elemental product. A woman whose physical form, nothing but mamsam. It is the flesh. The one who is in the physical form, the woman who is perceived physically, externally, she is just a physical form of a woman, which is nothing but flesh and bone, modified form of elements, elemental product in the form of flesh. That is the same. But there again, the same person, there is a manomayi kachit anya. There is another woman who is seen in one's own mind. Outside there is a woman seen, and inside there is another woman who is seen. That woman who is seen inside is different, which who has an added value or reduced value or mistaken for a source of pleasure, mistaken for responsible for unhappiness. That is where manomayi yoshit, mamsamayi yoshit, outside, the elemental physical woman with biological form of a woman is what? Outside. Mamsamayi she is. There is no change on that, which is Ishwara Srishtam, which is Ishwara's creation. But inside, when how I see it, Anya kachit manomayi yoshit. Anya kachit manomayi yoshit. What is manomayi yoshit here? You know, who is in the form of a thought in my mind, a woman who is in the form of, who is object of cognition, object of perception, in the form of a thought is what? Manomayi kachit. See, always we have what? When you see something outside, there must be, first of all, there must be formation of the thought of that object. Whether you see a television or a sun or a tree or a moon or a crow or a bird or a woman, whichever object you are seeing outside, there is a corresponding cognition pertaining to that object in your mind. That is manomayi yoshit. Manomayi yoshit anya. So the corresponding, the cognition obtaining in the form of a thought pertaining to that object perceived outside, is it manomayi? So here a woman is perceived outside, she is mamsamayi yoshit outside. Anya kachit manomayi. There is a corresponding cognition obtaining in the form of a thought of the same woman outside is manomayi yoshit. In the mind there is another same person. And he says, mamsamaya abhede api. Mamsamaya abhede means what? The mamsamayi, the externally perceived, objectified, known woman, the woman who is perceived in the form of flesh and bone, that woman, there is no change or difference on the part of the woman who is perceived as outside. Same woman, same height, same weight, same complexion, same features. There is no change or whatsoever on the part of the person perceived, object perceived. That is Ishwara Srishtam. But the manomayi yoshit differs. There are so many women. In my mind, the same woman perceived is different from the woman seen in your mind, the woman seen in somebody else's mind, all what added value, isn't it? There is difference. That difference in is Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam. So Mamsamaya Abhede Api, even though there is non-difference on the part of the object perceived externally, externally in the form of flesh and bone, still manomayihi vidyate. There is difference in the same woman obtaining in the form of cognitions, object of perceptions and cognitions in every mind. The same one woman obtaining in the form of cognitions and perceptions, objects of perceptions in different minds, what now? Differs. Vidyate. Let me explain to you. So literal meaning I'm telling you now. So whenever ma evam comes, it is maivam ma evam. Ammadri alla, not in that, in this manner. When it is said, whenever it is said, not in this manner, not that way. This expression of answer or response to the person who, the opponent's objection. Ma evam, nano is an expression of objection. Ma evam is expression of response to the objection raised. So Vidyayana Swami here comments, no, there is nothing wrong in he defends himself saying he is not wrong. Vidyaranya Swami defends himself saying he is not wrong. He says, why he mentioned that? How one woman is seen differently? What is the purpose? As his lawyer's mother, etc., that example was given. What is the purpose of giving that example of one woman being related differently? He says, there is a purpose of giving that example, and he has an intention also. What does he intend to convey? Look, very carefully listen. Wherever, whenever we perceive an object, wherever, whenever we perceive a given object, a given thing, the object which is perceived creates there is an image. The object perceived causes an image. That the image of that perceived object, image of the perceived object, through a given sense organ enters into our mind. The image of the object seen or perceived enters into our mind. And when the image of the object perceived enters into the mind, there is an object obtaining in the form of a thought, which is an internal cognition. Object obtaining in the form of an internal cognition, in the form of a thought, is what? Internal object. So there is a woman outside, there is a thought pertaining to that woman, which is at the image of the object, which enters into the mind, and therefore there is an internal object in keeping with object perceived outside. There's an internal object corresponding to the object perceived outside, objects existing outside. And then, whenever we interact with this externally existing object, whenever we interact with this externally existent object, unfortunately, we are not, our interaction is not with the externally existing person or object. Our interaction is always with the object I have in my mind only. My interaction with that object is not with the object which is outside. Interaction is only with the object in my mind. Which means, and what is in my, the image of an object which is in my mind creates my own inner internal world. My own world. Is it clear? I am perceiving an object. There is an object outside. Whenever, wherever, however I perceive any given object, the image of that object enters into my mind. And the image of that object is in the form of a thought in my mind. So there is an object inside which is Manomayi. Outside is what now? Mamsamayi or Kashtamayi. I see a table outside. Kashtamayi Utpitika. Wooden table outside. And inside there is a Manomayi table. Now of a thought. I see outside a goat which is Mamsamayi. Mamsamayaha Ajaha. In the mind, the Manomayaha Ajaha. There is a goat of a thought. Every object, a living being or a non-living thing, a mobile being, immobile being, any object perceived outside. But no. Then the image of the object perceived is in the mind, enters into the mind. It is there in the form of a internal cognition. And thereafter, I am not interacting with the object outside. Please be careful. My interaction with the object is not with the object outside. My interaction is only with the object which is in the form of a thought in my own mind. It must be clear until now. Is it clear? Then only I can further go further. Our interaction is with the object which is in the form of a thought in my own mind. Like that, there is a world in the form of thoughts in everyone's mind, which is one's own subjective world, one's own inner world of objects. The external world of objects only have entered into our minds. How the image of the images of the objects of the world enter into my mind, and there they remain in the form of thoughts, and therefore there are two objects. One is Manomayi object outside, Bhutamayi object, elemental object outside, thought object is in the Manomayi object. But in what is it, where, how do I interact with the object? Then afterwards, our interaction is not with the external world of objects. Our interaction is with the internal world of objects, which are nothing but images of the objects which have entered inside us. Okay. Okay. It is, therefore, what is outside is bhautikaha vishayaha, elemental objects. The entire world of objects is a thing but bhautikaha vishayaha, elemental forms only. All the objects are elemental forms. And they elemental forms, and the image, when perceived, the images of elemental forms enter into our mind, and there they become what now? Vritti Vishayaha, Manasa Vishayaha. So bhautikaha vishayaha, elemental objects, when perceived, when their images enter into our minds, there they become what? Manasaha vishayaha, vritti vishayaha, means they become the mental images obtaining of thoughts. And here, how many minds are there? So many minds. Like when a celebrity comes and is interviewed, how many television channels people go. Everyone goes with their own camera, their own recorder. They all record. They all ask questions. And it happens to be a politician, but very carefully he has to answer. And he replies. But the 10 people go back. All of them will say no. But somehow they put differently. They change the content sometimes. They also, the pictures also differ, keeping with the different cameras they use. Like that here also, what happens? The images of the objects which have entered into the mind and the obtaining of thoughts, what now, this different object. So no change happens on the part of the object outside, but difference is in the mental images, the objects obtaining in one's own inner world, mental world, manasa loka, antara loka. There the objects are different. And what do we interact with in our day-to-day life? Our interactions are only with this manasa loka vishayaha. Our interactions are only with the manasa loka vishayaha, manasa vishayaha, antara loka vishayaha. Our interactions are only with the objects of subjective world, which are in the mind, not with the external world of objects. Then, that's okay, no problem. We can interact with our own world of objects. But what happens? The problem is, how there's difference, as the image of the object enters into the mind, and through our only 5 sense organs, they have to enter. And I have my own already personal unfulfilled desires. I have already my own likes and dislikes. I have already my own jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, anxiety, all of them. And then lots of unresolved, unsettled issues of the past experiences in this life, past experiences of even other previous lives, all samskaraha, vasanaha, all those things are already there in everyone's mind. But the problem is the cognition, the external object, the image of the external object, which has entered into the mind through the sense organ, which is there in the form of a cognition or a thought, that is, there's a manasa lokaha, manasi, no, manomayi, manomaya vishaya is there. But what happens, that one, it is affected. The object obtaining in my mind in the form of a thought is affected. You know, affected by what? Affected by my own personal likes and dislikes, my desires, my anger, unresolved, unsettled issues caused by my the experiences, past experiences in this life and also lives before. All my samskaras and vasanas, what I have, also they affect this image obtaining in the form of a thought in my mind, which is object perceived. Which means, what is anger? What is desire? What is jealousy? What is hatred? All of them are nothing but my psychological, emotional personality. Okay? All my vasanas, all my unfulfilled, unsettled issues, which surface, you know, of course, they're all because of ajnanam, wrong perception of the self, that's okay. But they're naturally, uncontrollably, non-removably, they're there in subconscious. And because they're there, they do surface and they do get mixed. It's called emotional personality gets mixed up with the objects, the images of the objects perceived and which are obtained in the form of thoughts. Then what happens? That object, the perceived object obtaining in the form of a thought, which is mixed with my own emotional issues, the vasanas and personality. My emotional personality, one's own emotional personality gets mixed up with the object which is perceived. Then that image of the object perceived becomes my own personalized, internalized, privatized image of the object. Okay, what is internalized, personalized, or privatized object? The external object, the image of the external object perceived, when gets mixed with, affected by my emotional personality in the form of my own emotions and vasanas, that becomes the mixed, is what, with added value, reduced value, will become what now? Becomes my own personalized, internalized object, internalized image. That becomes object of my inner world. That image becomes, my object of my inner world, my private world, subjective world. And this image now, what happened? The image of the external perceived object is really sometimes changed, modified. When the image, perceived image is modified, sometimes totally modified, differently modified, you know, externally, somehow it is modified. The modified, the image of the object perceived externally, then is missed, can become only source of, it is not mistaken for a source of pleasure or source of joy, or can be mistaken to be responsible for one's unhappiness and sorrow. It can be mistaken to be a source of irritation and anger. It can be mistaken for as an indifferent object. So when does an external object is when does an object become, or when is it mistaken to be a source of pleasure? When is mistaken to be a source of anger and irritation? When is mistaken to be a source of responsible for one's unhappiness and sorrow? When is mistaken? Only external of no change or whatsoever happens on the part of the outside object, but the object which is the image of the object which has gone into my mind, obtaining in the form of a thought, gets mixed with my own personal unresolved emotional issues, then that image gets changed, modified, then it is mistaken to be a source of pleasure, source of joy, or responsible for unhappiness or irritation, anger, or hatred. So this image has to become first of all internalized. The image becomes, it has to be internalized, personalized, or privatized. It's a manasa vishaya. When does it become privatized, internalized? Only when it is affected by my own emotions. Until the image, as long as the image inside is not affected by my own emotions, when the object is perceived, naturally, image of the object enters into the mind, is there in a thought, as internal cognition. There's internal cognition, corresponding internal cognition of the object perceived outside. Cognition is beautiful, no problem. You see it as it is. But that object, the image of the object, obtaining in the form of object of my cognition in my mind, when it is affected by my own personal vasanas and samskaras or unresolved issues in terms of anger, hatred, fear, ragadveshas, etc., then the object, the image becomes my personal, internalized, privatized image. Only when it becomes a privatized image, it is mistaken to be a source of pleasure or responsible for sorrow, etc. That is when addition and reduction of value to that object happens. Outside object is the same. It doesn't have added value, nor does it have reduced value. It doesn't become a source of happiness, nor does it become a source responsible for unhappiness. It is the internalized Manasa manomaya vishaya, manasa vishaya alone becomes, it is one's own in world, object of one's own inner world, the private world alone becomes sukhasya hetuhu or dukkasya hetuhu. Dukkasya karanam va bhavati, sukhasya hetuhu va. Doesn't become actually mistaken. It is, if our emotions do not mix, then even the private image, the image in your mind doesn't become a private object. See, the object is first, the cognition of internal cognition of the object, outside, perceived outside, doesn't become a private object, privatized object, or internalized object, as long as my emotions do not rise and my emotions do not disturb, emotions do not affect. That becomes an internalized, privatized object only when my emotions afflict them. They're mixed with it. The image is totally changed, modified. Then it becomes a source of unhappiness, sorrow, or it a mistake, it also becomes what? Source of happiness. Okay? This is called what? We're going to see. Therefore, so internalized manasaha vishayaha, not bahya vishayaha, not at all bahya vishaya, which is Ishvara Srishti. internalized, privatized manasa vishaya, my own, the image mixed with my emotions, which becomes my personal object of my personal world, it becomes a source of happiness or pain, joy, pleasure or pain. Definitely not the externally perceived bahya bhautika vishayaha na sukhahetuhu na dukkahetuhu. Bahya bhautika vishayaha na sukhahetuhu na dukkahetuhu. Externally perceived elemental object is definitely not a source of happiness, nor is it responsible for unhappiness. It is the my manasa vishaya, the image of the object which is obtaining of thought in my mind, which is a manasa vishaya mixed with my emotions alone, becomes an object of my personal subjective internalized object, private world, becomes source of pain or pleasure. You know, same thing. Therefore, whatever is seen, heard, smelt, tasted, experienced in the world, everything is bhautika prapanchaha. Everything in the bhautika prapanchaha is bhautikaha vishayaha, elemental object. Anything perceived through any sense organ is elemental. Whether it is a sound heard, tasted through tongue, or smell, fragrance or foul smell, smelt, every object, not only seen through eyes, but perceived through any sense organ, is all elemental. Bhautikaha vishayaha. Therefore, anything perceived externally as the bhautikaha vishayaha, elemental object, is Ishvara's creation. Ishvara Srishta Dvaitam. And that Ishvara Srishta Dvaitam means what? Ishvara's creation, the objects of Ishvara's creation are all the same. Same means what? They're objectively the same for all of us. If I perceive sun and you all perceive sun, there's no difference. I see the sun through my physical eyes, you see the sun as well. I see a tree, you see the tree. I mean, all of us see. Now, whatever all of us see, objectively, we all see the same thing. You can't say, I see yellow color sun. I see blue color sun. No. All of us see the same sun. All of us see the same space. All of us see the same stars. All of us see the same. Tree means all of us have same idea. Tree means you don't say, no, the tree has a root somewhere else. Tree, a plant, an animal, a lion, a tiger. If I mention any, a peacock, a snake, rope, anything I say, in all of you, the object is the same. It's called Ishvara Srishtam. Okay, Ishvara's creation. First, all the objects of the external world, elemental, are the same objectively for all of us, for all the human beings. But those external bhautika vishayaha, elemental objects, they enter into our minds. Not physically, they do not enter. The image of the objects enter into our minds. How image of people enter into the camera. You know, similarly, the image of the externally perceived object, images of the objects enter into the mind, enter into our minds. And there, those images of objects, obtaining of thoughts alone, really get affected, mixed up, affected by, mixed up with our own antaravasanas, the internal, our own nature, our own emotional, unresolved, unsettled issues. All of us have. They can't help. And this mixed image, the image of the external object mixed with our own emotional problems, affected by our own emotional problems, alone become our own object of our private world. So, one's own world. That's why we say we always live in our own world. We live in our own world. You must have heard his expression. We all live in our own world. My God, the hell is created where? Either Naraka outside. Imagine. Then, and Vidyarana Swami mentions this. And that such the images, the world of images of the externally perceived objects mixed with one's own emotions, the emotional personality being affected by that is internalized, alone becomes one's own objects of one's own private world, subjective world. And this world of internal images of the external objects mixed with one's emotions, thereby privatized and internalized, world alone is said to be jiva dvaitam, jiva srishta dvaitam. Jiva srishta dvaitam is not bhautika prapancha, but it is a manasa prapancha. The world of objects obtaining in the form of thoughts is what? Manasa prapancha. Manasa prapancha, the internalized world of images of the objects, internalized world of images of the external objects, is said to be duality, world of duality created by jivas. Jiva srishtam dvaitam is nothing but the mental images. World of mental images, modified images, mixed with one's own emotions of the external objects. And here, it'd be very important to know this fact. The bhautika prapancha is there. There is a corresponding manasa prapancha. But manasa prapancha itself, the cognition itself is not a problem. But mixed with our own emotions, completely, totally changed, you know, considerably changed image, in the, it's called manasa prapancha. Two worlds now. Bhautika prapancha is Ishvara srishtam. Manasa prapancha is jiva srishtam. Bhautika prapancha is Ishvara srishta dvaitam. The world of duality created by Ishvara is bhautika prapancha, bahya prapancha, whereas jiva srishta dvaita prapancha is manasa prapancha. And here, the most important lesson is this external world of elemental objects in no way is responsible for any pain we go through is not at all responsible for our being irritated, our irritation. It is not a source of irritation or joy. It is not a source of happiness, nor is it responsible for our unhappiness. Just, it's a Nandana Vanam. It's just a world of objects. For us just to see, experience, enjoy, that's all. So where is Naraka sitting? It's all your Manasa Prapancha. Where is Dukkham? Where is our pain and pleasure? All pairs of opposites are caused by Jiva Srishta Dvaitam, the world of duality created by Jiva, obtaining in the form of your own mind. The Manasa Prapancha, in the form of thoughts, Manasa Prapanchaha. See, without an external object, you do not perceive any external object at all. Then there's no Jiva Srishti also. In deep sleep state, there's no Jiva Srishti. You know, why? There's no image. The image of an object has to enter into the mind first. Only then it can get mixed with what you already have, the dust and dirt and impurities, whatever is there in you, it gets mixed. Then the image is changed. Then it becomes your private object in your own mind. And that object alone becomes a source of pleasure or source of unhappy. Therefore, it is, so Bahya Prapanchaha is not responsible for your unhappiness, nor the source of happiness. It is the Manasa Prapanchaha. It is the Jiva Srishta Dvaitam, which is your own objects of private world, our subjective world, becomes a source of pleasure and pain. And this is what Vidyaranya Swami says, this is what is called Manasa Prapanchaha, which is called Jiva Srishta Dvaitam. So Vidyaranya Swami gradually brings to notice this what is Manasa Prapanchaha. So he says, Ma evam. Ma evam. No. That's not true. He simply says, what does Purupakshi say? Yeah, actually this object that is undergoing change, that is the same. But in keeping in the people how they perceive differently, there are different perceptions. Difference is only in perceptions, not in the object perceived. And you know, that is not a problem. Vidyaranya Swami says, of course, different people are perceiving. There are different reflections. There are different perceptions. There are different objects. That's true. Externally, there's no difference. In the cognitions of the same object, in different minds also, the same. Minds are different, perceivers are different, perceptions are different, but the same object in every mind, the same cognition. If you see, you have cow cognition, I have, if all of us see cow in front of us, and all of us have what? Cow cognition. So cow cognition is the same. For all of us see the cow, there's no problem. But when does it become Still, it is seen as a cow. Cognition itself is a cognition of the external same object. But when does it become a source of pain for one person? When does it become a source of pleasure for another person? Two different, no, one object becomes, how can it be a source of pain for one person? How can it become a source of pleasure for another person? How? Only when that image of the object perceived gets mixed with my own personal emotional personality, my own emotions, which surface from my subconscious, for which this perception of object becomes nimittam, then that my image of your external object, uptime of thought in my mind, gets mixed with the image, becomes modified, then it becomes my personal object. Why? Because I see it. If I see a given object as a source of pleasure, it has become my personal object. If I see it as a source of pain, it has become my personal object. If it is not a source of pain, nor is looked upon as a source of happiness, then it is just object. It is Ishvara Srishti. Without seeing an object as a source of pleasure or source of pain, it is not, then it is Ishvara Srishti. The minute I say it is source of pleasure, this is responsible for my unhappiness, then already it has become my private object. Object of my private world, which is not an object, the image in my mind, which is mixed with my own emotions. Is it clear? What is Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam? Is it clear or not? Therefore, as Ishvara Srishta Dvaitam is in no way affects your sukham, is not at all responsible for your happy. It cannot make you happy, nor does it make you unhappy. It is not a source of sukham, nor is it responsible for your dukkham. The external world of objects is beautiful, wonderful. It is just there without being a source of happiness, without being responsible for your unhappiness. It is just an object, objective universe. But the images of the universe have entered into your mind, being mixed up with your own emotions, become your private internalized object, privatized property, then only it becomes a source of happiness or source of pain also. Okay. Now, we'll go next verse. Okay, before going to the next verse, let me tell you one thing, because very short time. So just to make it clear what is Jiva Srishta Dvaitam, it took so long. I repeated many times. So what is the solution? How can I avoid this problem? Should I not perceive the world at all? Some Mahatmas, there are some big people, give the idea. Don't see the world. Don't perceive the world. Once you perceive the world, images of objects do enter. You can't help. They'll go sit in your mind. So it will pay way for your having a problem. So just keep away from the world. Close your eyes. Don't see, don't hear, don't smell, don't taste. Some big people want to give such advice. No, Shastram does not say it's not practical. It is not possible. How long can you escape? The problem is not with the world at all. The problem is with the world. Then you can go and hide yourself somewhere. Sit in a cave. Keep yourself closed. Okay. Don't expose yourself to the world. You can escape from the world. Try to escape only if the problem is with the world. The world is no problem at all. wherever you go, Swamiji, wherever you go, Nidanappa pora. You only go, no, with your own baggage, with your own problems. You only go wherever you go. Your own shadow follows wherever you go. So you are running away from the world, escaping from, trying to escape from the world, trying to shun the world, you know, keeping away from the world is no way is going to help you. You'll become more cancerous. At least interact with the world, allow the problems to come out. So what Shastram says is, Ishvara Srishta Dvaitam is eternally, it is empirical, this is a perennially eternal universe. It comes, goes, comes and goes. It is beautiful, it's wonderful. It's all for your enjoyment and experience. In no way it is a problem. So that you can't help, you have to live this life, you have to interact with the world. Objects have to be perceived, situations, objects and people, everything, the images will enter into your mind. Images of the objects will enter into our mind. They will be there in the form of thoughts. And they will get mixed up with your own emotions. They will be affected. The image of the object you see outside will be modified because of the mixing up of your own personal emotions. Your emotional personality will influence. Therefore, instead of running away from the world, try to handle your own emotional personality. Take care of your emotional personality. Manage your emotions so that take care that the images are not mixed up, affected, afflicted, modified by the mixing up of emotions. If you are managing your emotions, handling your emotions, your emotional personality is looked after, then you can see, you will not privatize the images. Images privatized becomes the object of private world. Images internalized become objects of internal world. Don't let the images mixed up with emotions, and don't privatize them as your own world of objects. See, always see the world as world of Ishvara. Then definitely there is neither pain nor pleasure. You can just enjoy everything. So, but you can't help. The minute image enters, all your emotions do surface and the problems. You can't help for having your world. That is why Shastram tells us you had to be very, very conscious of your emotional personality. You had to manage your anger, hatred, disease, raga, dveshas, jealousy, etc. And for which prayerfully seek Bhagavan's, beg for Bhagavan's grace to be able to handle them. That is why Shastram teaches us the way of life called Karma Yoga. Otherwise, you will be miserable. All misery is caused by your own internalized, privatized objects. Your private world of objects will make your life miserable. And you live in your own world. Like a cocoon, like this larva, and then the pupa, you know, this worm comes out. It forms its own cocoon, isn't it? And lives inside that cocoon. Like that, We all live in a cocoon created by our own, you know, private world of objects. And we have to come out of that cocoon. Which means, how can I come out? Just, you have to learn to manage emotions. He continues, we'll continue next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.